Tweet us, Radio Now AM Show. If there's something that you're into, you can share it with us because we put up links on our Instagram story. You can follow us there, Radio Now AM Show. What am I into this week? Well, for me, it's something that my buddy Chad recommended. I love Narcos. Like, a lot of, I don't know. I'm just like this white guy that, like, is afraid to go out anywhere dangerous after dark, but I love everything to do with drugs and, like, crime. I'm like, ooh.
It's so juicy. I get that. I love Narcos.
Okay, Narcos is dope, and I recommend that if you've never seen it. But what I'm into is something else because I needed to get my fix. He said, have you seen Queen of the South? I'm like, what the heck is that? Sounds like a steamboat or something. But I guess it's still on TV. It's like on the fourth season now, live if you have cable, which I don't, USA Network. But I've been watching the first three seasons. I'm only like four episodes in, but it's on Netflix and it is dope. Here's a little trailer. I don't want to give away the whole thing.
I am known all over the world as America's biggest drug kingpin. But no one knows my story. Until now. Queen of the South is about Teresa Mendoza and her journey to becoming the queen of a drug empire. Teresa falls in love with this drug dealer.
If this ever rings, because I'm dead. And you gotta run.
You have to leave your house.
From that point on, she's hunted by the cartel because she knows too much. Stop the car.
Teresa, you're safe here.
I said stop the car!
Whoa!
Help me.
If I stay, you'll kill me.
Where could you possibly go that I wouldn't find you?
Where are we?
Welcome to America.
Boom. Dope right there.
We're gonna put
a link up there, the trailer up on our Instagram, Radio Now AM Show. Live the Web Girl, what are you into this week?
So I'm into this new Kylie lip kit. Which, if you don't know that, what that is, Kylie Jenner's makeup line, her lip kits, it's what she started with. Mm-hmm. It's a matte lip kit. So
what does that mean, matte?
Matte means...
For the dumb guys out there that have no clue.
I don't know how to describe it, but the best way I can is like the opposite of shiny.
Okay.
Like, so it's not shiny. It's like...
No, I get you. Saying it's the opposite of shiny, that makes sense.
Perfect.
To me. So it's not
so
like...
it's the opposite of shiny.
Looks like your lips aren't as wet.
Right. Exactly. And the cool thing about the lip kits is that it comes with the actual like matte lip gloss that like dries. And then it also comes with a lip liner. It like perfectly matches it, so you can overline your lips so you don't have to get lip fillers. You can just overline your lips and it looks like you have plump Kylie Jenner lips. And I'm into the shade One Wish. It is so cute on. It dries a little bit lighter than what it looks like, which I love because it's a little bit more like girly and like flirty, mm-hmm. I guess. But it also looks like somewhat natural as well. Love it.
Nice. Pork chop, what are you into this week?
You know who Bryce Vine is, right?
Yes, duh. Love Bryce Vine.
Yeah, he was at our Christmas concert last winter, and me and him are cool because I was his runner guy, and I got to drive him around and stuff. But anyways, him and Loud Luxury just came out with a song on Friday. It's called I'm Not Alright, and this song is awesome.
You like to drink and to smoke and take away the pain. I don't remember all my mistakes and every eye.
I like the song, but Pork Chop, I want to check in with you. Are you okay?
Yeah, are you all right?
I like the beat, and I don't smoke, but I drink. So, I mean,
cool.
I'm all right.
Why do I feel like Liv and I are like your parents and you're a teenage son, that you're trying to express yourself through your music?
Yeah, he's like, I'm okay. I'm
all right,
slamming
Mom and Dad.
The door behind
God.
Him.
Just like the beat.
You'll
no,
never
that
understand.
Is a good song. And it's funny because that song, when you initially listen to it, it sounds like a happy song, but he's saying like, I'm not all right. Right. Maybe that's a whole part of the illusion that he's personing this like happy go lucky that he's okay. on the outside, on the outer shell, but on the inside, he's really not okay.
Are we talking about the song or Pork Chop?
Who knows at this point? Maybe both.
God, I'm so worried about this guy.